Welcome to Quiz Battle Combat, the new QBC show that pits two contestants against each other in a trivia show style contest to see who is less of an idiot. It's like pub trivia night with a little more vomiting and no gift card for the winner. Now, here's your host who will show you your seat, Rance, and your quiz master who will take your order, Uncle Bobbo.
Jesus, was that a live mix-in to our new show? It sounded really good.
That's because we're fucking amazing, bro.
Yeah, professionals. Hey, I'm Rance.
I'm Bob.
And this is
QBC, now known as Quiz Battle Combat.
At least until we get bored of this format and go on to something else, right?
Oh, as we will always do.
Well, so you are joining us for our pilot, our first episode. We're going to completely ruin this shit. And we have with us two guests today that are going to be pitted against each other in what one of them might consider the quiz kumite. And so I'd like to give them a chance to introduce themselves. Welcome, Mick Arcade and producer Sean. How are you guys doing today?
Hello there.
Good, man. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, I don't give a shit, so, I mean.
Well, then I don't either. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
No. We need a show.
See, that's why I just said hello, because I knew Rance was going to be a dick, regardless of what was said. So I was like, I just say hello. It takes his power away from him, because that's how you defeat a bully. You take the power from him.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, there are life lessons on here. Well, I want to give you guys really quick, before we get started and talk about the rules of Quiz Battle Combat, I want to give each of you 30 seconds to introduce yourselves, tell us, you know, what you do, what you're known for, and where people can find you, because honestly, we wouldn't have asked you to come on the show if we didn't absolutely love you. Which one of you wants to go first?
Sean, you go ahead, buddy.
I can go first. I don't mind.
Sounds good. I'm going to drop you some music. Sean, give us about a 30-second intro or so. Here you go.
All right. My name is producer Sean. I produce a podcast on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast called Don't Make It Weird. It's all about writing and storytelling and comedy. And all of these fine folks here have been on our show. We publish weekly, and you can find our website at dmiwpodcast.com.
Look at that. The man had 10 seconds left.
Yeah, 10 seconds. Solid.
That was good. Beautiful. That was good. All right, Mick, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Ready, motherfucker. Hi, I'm Mick Arcade. I'm a professional voice actor. I'm a Twitch streamer. I'm a graphic novelist, and I'm a podcaster. You can find my link tree at twitter.com/MickArcade, where you can find the links to everything that I do. And you heard my voice in the open.
I was going to say, big secret, Mick is the voice of our Billy Big voice for the show.
I'm the announcer voice.
And isn't it interesting, actually, we more or less have projects with both you guys, right? Like, we have the Quarantine Movie Club, we have Weird Quarantine Party Time with producer Sean. Like, I mean, it's just basically us kissing each other over and over until there's a podcast at the other end of this thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way you want to do it,
that's
right?
That's what podcasting is, really, is a bunch of friends circle jerking each other over and over again.
So it's funny. I was a friend of mine was feeling down on himself the other day and was talking about, like, you know, all the other good things that his other friends do. And when he got to me, he was like, "You're a voice actor and a podcaster." And I was like, "Let me stop you right there. If you think that podcasting actually requires really any sort of tangible work, at least from my end, let me just pump the brakes on
it
that.
It does from the producer side, right?
Like, it does. Sean works very hard and does a very good job, but for my end, fuck.
Bob, you're a piece of shit. You don't do anything.
Look, you know, as a fucking Bob producer, like, yeah, as a guy who fucking produces a podcast as well, like Sean knows, it fucking sucks, man. It can be really hard work, but also to be on the podcast, you don't necessarily have to have a ton of work done. You just show up with your fucking microphone. All I need is for you to have a fucking microphone that doesn't sound like trash, and you can be on my podcast.
Please, well, for the love of God.
Yes, I don't want to hear, like, shirts rippling on top of it.
Just the microphone that the people hold up close to their mouth.
Yeah, I wore a plastic grocery bag today. Is that okay?
Yeah. They just they just make like weird noises all the time.
One time when I was like 5 years old, I went to work with my dad and I pooped my pants while I was at work with him, and he made me wear a plastic grocery bag all the way home because I didn't have any underwear left.
Nice.
I mean, if you think there's going to be a second coming, you know, you got to wear that plastic bag.
Well, I have a question for you guys. We're not going to linger too long in the informalities before we get into the show, but I do have a question, but I have a little bit of a sound before that question. So I want to ask you guys this.
Hey, girls. I want to know how your week went. I want to know how your week went. I want to know how your week went. Hey, I want to check on your week. See how you're doing. See how you're doing. If your week went good.
So, producer Sean, how was your week?
Wow. I'm. Hold on. I need a moment to recover from that. I had a short week this week. Long weekend last weekend, so work was short. The lead up to recording this week was short, but we recorded multiple episodes this week, and I'm fucking exhausted. This is my third podcast in the last 4 days, so.
don't worry, we'll treat you bad. It'll be fine.
I can't wait. I'm a glutton for punishment, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Mick Arcade, how about you? How was your week?
It was pretty good. I did some retakes on some lines for a novelette that I'm a part of that's coming out in a couple of months. So I sent those off. I still haven't heard any feedback on them, so I'm assuming it's good. It wasn't really that many retakes anyway, but I knocked them out finally because they've been on my plate for a minute. So that was cool. I went to a video game convention, which was – it was good, but it was also bad because it was great because I love to, like, go and look at stuff, and I find the older I get, the more interested I'm into, like, weird shit, like an old style Nintendo cabinet that you could put your console in and a couple of games. It's got like Mario painted in. It was officially Nintendo licensed. So I think stuff like that's super cool. But I was also really sad because a game that I paid $30 for a few years ago is literally now $400. And I don't understand it. I realize the older I get, the cheaper I get.
Time to sell that. It's time to sell that collection, dude, just like I did and buy a house with
I've thought about it. So I don't know what I'd use the money for.
Bob, didn't you mortgage your house? Like you bought a house with that shit.
I did. It helped me make my down payment on my house by selling my entire.
How much? What did you have collection wise? Just out of curiosity.
I had a really deep original NES collection.
So you did have a lot of money that you were sitting on.
Like doubles and triples of some stuff, man. Damn. And there are a few things, like a few tiny things that I kept. Like I think I kept a Zelda cart because I want to frame it someday. I sold my entire N64 collection, a Super Nintendo collection, Sega Genesis, and all of them with the original consoles as well. So
I didn't realize that you had that much shit.
Yeah, I did. I was really big into the hobby, and then emulating and the Switch hit, and I just went, you know what, I don't fucking need these items anymore. They're just taking up space. I don't play them because I'm afraid of hurting them.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work.
I feel that.
Though I do have my original Vectrex that we had from when we were children.
What an absolute killer machine, man. Mm-hmm. Vectrex is so good. It's so good.
My wife she's so obsessed with them because she thinks they're the coolest thing in the entire world.
Hey, you fucking dorks. We should get a move on.
We should.
Okay.
It's your show, Bob. I'm just here for a ride.
I know. We're talking about dumb shit, and we shouldn't be talking about dumb shit, because this is a quiz show, okay? It's not a Talk to Your Fucking Baby Buddies show.
Wow.
Okay. Ooh.
I thought I was the hate cobra. Well, Bob, you are.
It doesn't mean that we can't be fucking mean, though. By the way, that's the point of this show.
That's bad Bobbo right there. See, there's good. Good, and then there's evil Bobbo.
No, yeah.
He just came out.
Look, I just want to ask, we're doing this show because I love trivia shows, but I don't like listening to a bunch of bullshit. So what we're gonna do in the intro of these shows from now on is we're gonna do a timestamp so that I can tell people, if you don't want to listen to our dumb bullshit, then you can skip over it.
In this case, right here at 10 minutes, baby. Let's go. Let's pop into those rules, Bob. Okay. Game Master Bob.
All right. Well, let me explain the rules. The rules. Cool. Way to start. Way to fucking start this show. But The show will consist of me asking you three rounds of pop culture trivia questions. The first and third round will be questions curated specifically and based off of the knowledge of our knowledge of the contestants. And the second round will be a general knowledge question round. At the end of three rounds, we'll have a final round where things get really intense, but more about that later. But be careful, we all know that your host, Rance, is a hate cobra. And he has the autonomy to mess with the rules of the show on the fly, within reason. But what exactly is reasonable for a hate cobra? Tune in and find out on today's episode of Quiz Battle Combat. So, contestants, are you ready for some Quiz Battle Combat?
I was born ready, motherfucker.
I'm prepared to be hurt again.
Sean looks like he was about to, like, not poop himself. Just had this moment of, God, I'm hating this right now, but not us, but his bowels.
I was absolutely a million miles away when Bob was explaining the rules.
That's fine. Okay.
It's going to go great.
You watch Jeopardy, right? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Each round has eight questions with a subject, and then at the end of that, I'll explain how the final round works. So basically, you're going to have three rounds of eight trivia questions.
Okay. So, can I ask really quick in preparation? Both of you have received your Google Docs links, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Affirmative.
Okay. So, as you answer, Bob will be reading the questions for the individual rounds. You'll notice there are eight questions in each round, and I want you to put down your answers. I am asking you, on your honor, not to fuck with those answers after they're down. So, once they are down, in the course of asking the question, you have between the reading of one question and the starting to read of the next one to put your answer down.
Round one, you wastes of skin. Fight!
All right, so for this round, make sure that you listen to Bob when he asks the questions. You'll have just a few seconds to write down the answer that you believe is the best one for it. Bob, go ahead and take it away, you son of a bitch.
All right, punks. So just so you know, round one, we have chosen the subject of professional wrestling.
Nice.
All right, friends, I'm going to ask the questions. I ask that you just pay attention and listen and write down your answers in your docs. And then once we're done, I'll go back through and we'll go over each of you will have an opportunity to give your answer to the questions at the end of the round. And then we'll tell you whether you're right or wrong. And I'll give the actual answer. Let's go. Question number one. What is wrestler Philip Jack Brooks, better known as CM Punk's official UFC win-loss record?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch, he
That's
says.
Me. I'm a son of a bitch.
Just for the record, I stopped watching professional wrestling in like 2003. So anything that happened after that, I have zero memory of.
Hey, same.
Hey, that's okay. I think some of these will be okay for you. And it doesn't matter. Don't be a crybaby about it, okay?
Listen, I don't know if you scratched your septum piercing this morning and smell shit, but calm down, buddy.
It smells great. Question number two, you babies. As of the recording of this program, what is The Undertaker's WWE-WWF WrestleMania win-loss record? And who did he lose his first WrestleMania match to?
Jesus, these are some really, like, nerd-ass questions. For some real wrestling nerds.
Yeah, fucking wrestling dorks. Question number three.
Oh my god, give him a second. They're still typing.
Oh my god, they can type, they got plenty of time. It's fine. Don't be a baby.
Let me tell you what, Mick Arcade is being real specific, and producer Sean already made me laugh with his first answer, so.
I don't feel super confident about my second answer.
How many feet across is the current WWE and AEW standard square wrestling ring? How many feet across? And that's an imperial. That's feet, not meters, not other dumb.
Not stapes measurement.
Yeah. All right. Don't shout out the stapes.
Not stapometers.
Question number four. Which WCW wrestlers participated in the infamous finger poke of doom?
I love hearing the thoughtful typing. Like, because I'm like, I don't know the answers.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't tell him you don't know the answers. You got to be the smartest boy on the planet.
I'm the host. You're the quiz master.
I know. You're right. I am. I'm smart. Are we ready for question five?
Bring it, bitch.
What was the name of wrestler Coco Beware's pet bird that accompanied him to the ring?
Fuck remembers Coco
of a bitch.
Bird. I do. I remember Coco Beware.
I remember the parrot's name, too.
It's technically a macaw.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's technically a macaw, but yeah.
You know what's one of the funny things, though?
What?
I'm really surprised by the answer on that one. Watching these two write them.
Number six. Who was Yokozuna's original manager in the WWF?
Fucking know it.
I feel like that's a trick question. But
look,
I
just watched something recently that should have told me the answer.
Big Yoke.
Yeah. We've been watching documentaries about old wrestlers.
Got a great story about how Yokozuna was sent to Duke Medical Center to lose weight, but he and Vader gained weight because they would sneak out at night and eat buckets of barbecue chicken dipped in mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
That's the worst. And I don't care, because question number seven. Other than his real name, name the three famous personas Mick Foley wrestled in under his time in the WWF, WWE.
Ah.
Is that a real fucking question? Are you serious?
The three faces of Foley.
I thought you were going to ask me more obscure, like how many feet is it from the ramp to the stairs? Because I'm a dick asking questions like that.
This is pot trivia. It's not like getting me curious I can jerk off to wrestling trivia. Jeez.
Number three was not pop trivia. That
okay,
is
you're
like,
right. It actually wasn't, but it was close enough. Question number eight, last question of this round. Name the Aberdeen, Maryland native who was a small-bodied, flabby-armed dead ringer for a powerhouse, bald-headed WCW star.
You repeat that?
Name this Aberdeen, Maryland native who was a small-bodied, flabby-armed dead ringer for a powerhouse, bald-headed WCW star.
That's like the only one I'm confident about.
And that's a Maryland thing right here, right?
Yeah, it is. No, he actually had a little hint. He had a wrestling school in Maryland.
Fucking, yeah, that one I got.
All right, you guys, so you're pretty confident.
I heard Aberdeen, and my brain was like, oh, Brian Danielson. And like, so I was going down that, and I was like, wait, he didn't say Washington, so...
So let's glance over those, you guys. So round one, you guys have submitted your answers. Baba, would you like to go over the answers and we will award points?
Yes. And as of right now, your normal standard points for each question is 1 point. So as things stand, you can gain 8 points this round if you get everyone right. However, again, don't forget that Mr. Hate Cobra over here can come in on a technicality and change things. At a moment's glance and strike.
You got it.
All right. Question number one. What is Philip Jack Brooks, better known as CM Punk's, official UFC win-loss record? Who wants to go first?
I will. It is now 0-1-1 because it is a no contest due to Mike Jackson failing a drug test. So the fight was overturned. Originally, it was he had a record of 0-2 losses to Mickey Gall and Mike Jackson. Mickey Gall submitted him in the first round with a rear naked choke. Mike Jackson beat him by unanimous decision.
I don't think they asked for a fucking biography, bro.
Dude, okay.
More points because I knew all that shit.
Sean, what was your answer?
69-420.
Okay, Sean, come better. Can you at least fucking take it seriously, my friend?
Bro, I have no fucking idea. I had no idea CM Punk even went to MMA. Like, not a clue.
And that was like his. Oh my God,
well,
Sean.
Well, it's about wrestling, not MMA, you fucking quiz master.
Oh, come on. Don't be a dick.
I have
wrestling.
A lot of issues with
Look,
these questions.
You assholes, you know, don't what? Need to come in and back on me about whether this is wrestling knowledge. I'm the quiz master. Why don't you fucks just.
All right, Mick, you get the credit for that.
Yes, Sean. It is 1-1 on a technicality.
Sean, it did make me laugh, but I'm not going to give you that one. All right, on to question two.
Fucking bullshit.
All right. As of the recording of this program, what is The Undertaker's WWE, WWF WrestleMania win-loss record? And who did he lose his first WrestleMania match to? Sean, why don't you go first?
I actually took a serious guess at this. 21-1, and I think he lost to Roman Reigns.
Okay.
He did lose to Roman Reigns. However, his first defeat was Brock Lesnar. I said 23-2, but I'm almost positive it's actually 24-2. Soon as I put 23, I was like, fuck, I think I'm wrong. But I will stand with my answer. 23-2, Brock Lesnar defeated him first. Then Roman did.
It is. Rance, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, it's 25-2 to Brock Lesnar. I'm giving you both a big old zero.
Oh, shit. Didn't even get the point for the
Brock
Lesnar.
Didn't even get the point. No, oh, man,
look at this hair cobra.
Mick,
listen,
but Mick
to this
in.
Guy.
Sean rolls in and goes, I think this is it. And then Mick pops in and goes,
I will actually.
I am in so.
This is Rance's first ever hate cobraing of the episode.
No, I think we should at least get half a point, but it ain't my fucking show, so I don't give a shit.
Rance, you're being a dick. I don't do half points.
You are being a dick.
All right, let's move on
to number three. How many feet across is the current WWE and AEW standard ring? Mick, why don't you go first?
So I said 24 feet WWE, but I think it's actually 22. I know it's over 20. And I said 18 feet for AEW because I believe AEW uses a WCW style ring, which is smaller. WWE rings are bigger,
Mick.
But I don't know. Nah, see, I know.
Shut the fuck up and let Sean answer.
I mean, listen, my answer was much worse. I have no sense of scale, apparently. Originally, I said 18, but then I changed my answer to 15 before the next question was asked. So,
well, they use those rings in the UK.
It's 20 feet across. Both of you are fucking wrong. And the fact is, actually, Sean, your answers are actually closer to... not All Elite. What's the other one that was big for a little while? Oh, Ring of Honor. I think Ring of Honor still uses a 16-foot ring.
They don't use shit anymore, Bob, because they aren't a company right now.
As of recently. You know what? Eat shit, okay? You know what?
Let's go to number four. No points. No points. Right now,
what is AEW's? Is it 20?
Yes, they're both 20.
Fuck. I thought they used the WCW ring. Oh, well.
All right.
Number four. Which WCW wrestlers participated in the infamous Finger Poke of Doom? I think we start with Sean on this one.
I answered La Parca and Ultimo Dragon.
Wow, those are great answers, but dude. Mick?
It was Hollywood Hulk Hogan versus Kevin Nash for the WCW World Championship.
And who lost?
Kevin Nash lost because Hogan is the one who poked him with the finger, uniting the Wolf Pack with the NWO Black and White.
I just am doing this because I'm watching Rance's fucking face. He loses fucking mind.
I've
over
never
here.
Heard that referred to as finger poke of doom. So
a lot of people
I watched that live. I have no idea. But
it's a finger poke of doom. That's what it was called by like stupid fucking smart wrestling writers who think they know how the goddamn business works, but they don't know their ass from the hole in the ground.
Mick, you're getting a point for that. Sean, no point, my friend. No point.
All right. I'm excited to hear your answers for this next question.
Excited that someone got a point.
Yeah. Number five. What is the name of wrestler Coco Beware's bird that accompanied him to the ring? Mick, you're first on this one.
It's Frankie.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? I actually guessed Frank, and then I changed my answer to I want my bird.
I am
dumbass.
Gonna deliver that. I'm gonna deliver that point to Sean as well because I watched him. I literally watched on the document as he wrote Frankie and then deleted it. So both of you get the point for that one.
Wow, that's
generous.
But
he didn't give me point of half a point for saying Brett. This is
you're still 2 points ahead, buddy. You're good.
I am disgustingly competitive. I take more joy in not losing than I do in winning.
I'm going to take more joy in reading this next question. Who was Yokozuna's original manager? Not where did he have a diet? Not did he eat burgers with Vader? What was his original manager's name? Sean.
Yeah, I didn't put an answer in. I was panicking, and then you went off to the next question, so I left it blank.
You have one chance right now. Give me an answer.
All Bear.
Nope.
Undertaker.
Mick, what you got?
Yes.
I said Mr. Fuji, but I don't know if that's his original manager.
That is his original manager in the WWE.
That is a question. The way you worded it was like,
but I trust your gut.
Do you have another one?
I couldn't remember.
I don't.
Anyone else
maybe Brother Love at some point, but I'm not
sure.
That's
what I thought. I was like, did fucking Brother Love manage it? But that was
$4 Million Man.
Yeah. But yeah, Mr. Fuji. Okay, sweet. I did get that right.
All right. Other than his real name, what three famous personas did Mick Foley wrestle in under the WWF WWE? Mick, this is you.
I think he wrestled under Cactus Jack, Mankind, and have mercy.
Sean, what'd you have?
Same answer. Except awesome. I did add Commissioner Foley at the end because that name as well.
On QBC.
Yep, you both get a point for that. So you're both good on there.
And last question of the round. Name this Aberdeen, Maryland native who is a small-bodied, flabby-armed, dead ringer for a powerhouse, bald-headed WCW star. Sean, you got that one?
I guessed Gilbert.
That, my friend,
yep,
is correct.
Is it? And Mick, I'm going to read your answer.
Right ahead.
Fuck right off for writing rants on there.
I had nothing because dick. So what happened was you said Aberdeen. So my brain, you said small Aberdeen and smaller framed wrestlers. So my brain immediately thought Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson. But then I realized you said Maryland, which he's from Washington, not Maryland. So I was like, fuck, I don't know. Rance is from Maryland. I don't remember half of what Bob said. I'm just going to say Rance.
Oh, well.
All right. So at the end of round one, Rance, can you give me our scores?
Yes. At the end of round one, we've got Mick with 5 points and producer Sean with 3. So, Sean, you can still come back. You're doing fine.
That is not too bad, friends.
I'm so
honestly
disappointed in myself.
You shouldn't be, man. Some of these questions are a little, I know they're a little bit difficult. The point is for us to be able to be mean to you because you're both crying like a couple of babies right now about how hard these questions are, and I'm really tired of it. So
I think you can have better questions. I mean,
look, you know what I got to say to you dudes, and that is
round two, you complete fucking morons. Fight!
All right, assholes.
He sounds
welcome. Welcome to round two. Round two is our general trivia round. In this one, it is just general pop culture trivia. So hopefully nobody has an advantage here. Any last words before we get into our general trivia round? Other than Bob, please know how to say English words.
Nailed it, buddy.
Tell my family I love them, please.
Okay. All right. Well, Rance, you have anything to say, Mr. Hate Cobra? Before
I don't.
We move
just
on?
Just let's do it.
All right. Question number one in general trivia. The term jump the shark, which generally means a television show's writing has begun to decline, is a reference to what TV sitcom?
Awesome. Both answers are in.
All right. Question number two. Name both of Doc Brown's dogs, both from the 1980s and the 1950s in Back to the Future.
So it pisses me off so bad. Oh, I'm watching his thoughts are going. I'm watching his thoughts are
it's
going.
It's right there. It's right there. Fuck me.
You have until the questions are answered at the end of the round. So if you remember it and come back, you are free to go back and enter it in.
Yeah.
I know I only got half of this, but it's okay.
I love Mick dancing over here. It's pretty dumb.
Feeling this.
What?
Did you just cut it off because he was enjoying himself?
Oh, really good, dickhead.
No,
it's still running. It just sometimes doesn't.
Oh,
keep
I was like, what a dick. He's like, he sees he's having fun and he just turns the music off.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Fucking hate Cobra. God. Question number three. What is the call sign of the radio station where Frasier Crane works in the Cheers spinoff Frasier? So we're looking for the letters, the four letters of the radio station call sign.
Y'all know that that was one that I immediately.
Rance is a fucking Frasier baby.
I don't think that's right.
Both of them, I'm going to say,
I'm
are
fairly
both of
confident.
Them are absolutely correct.
He's no, just not. Asleep rubbing himself off Mine's to pictures of Lilith.
Hello, I'm listening.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on. Right, nah, I'm ready to move on. Remember. Oh, that, hey, that's a voice Mick does.
That's a voice. That's a voice Mick does.
I just, I'm waiting.
That's a voice.
Oh, man.
That's a voice he does. That's a voice.
Yeah.
That's a voice he does.
Okay.
That's a voice. That's a voice Mick does.
God damn it.
Question number four. What is the name of this highly radioactive object at the heart of the melted down Chernobyl reactor, often known for killing those who simply look upon it? What is the name of this highly radioactive object at the heart of the melted down Chernobyl reactor, often known for killing those who simply look upon it?
Good call. Good call. All right, both answers are in. Let's move on to five.
Question five. Complete these lyrics by the infamous Snoop Dogg. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, blank. Sipping on... Now, I just blew it because I didn't have the formatting correct.
What?
So let's go back to this. It's fine. Sipping on. What are the last few words of that?
Okay, cool.
Complete these lyrics by Snoop Dogg. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on blank.
Watching as both of them type in my favorite part of that song is my favorite. All right, number six.
All right, friends, number six. All or Nothing. Name the three members of the famous disco band The Bee Gees.
I'd like to correct and say name three members.
Fuck. Name three members.
Three members
of the Bee Gees. Oh, sorry, right. There are four members. Name three of them.
There's a whole ass Saturday Night Live sketch about this. Hold on.
Name three members of the famous disco band, The Bee Gees. All right, friends, keep thinking. I'm going to move on to question number seven. This member of the Mortal Kombat 2 development team appeared on screen to shout, "Toasty!" during a hard-hitting, well-timed uppercut. So which member of the Mortal Kombat 2 development team appeared on screen to shout,
"Toasty!"
during a hard-hitting, well-timed uppercut? All right, friends, and the last question of our general knowledge trivia round, question eight. Professor Moriarty falls to his death, presumably with Sherlock Holmes, over these treacherous falls in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's story, The Final Problem. So which waterfall did Sherlock Holmes and Moriarty fall over in the story, The Final Problem?
Spoiler alert, Jesus.
Well, I mean, it was also in the movie as well.
And the show.
Yep.
Sort of. The episode was named it.
All right, friends.
Looks
are your
like answers
in?
Might be in, yeah.
All right. Awesome.
My answers are pretty dumb on the ones that I did not know.
All right, let's go to our answers for round two, general knowledge trivia. This time we're going to start with Sean. All right, Sean. The term "jump the shark," which generally means a television show's writing has begun to decline, is a reference to which TV sitcom?
That was Happy Days.
Mick?
It was Happy Days, where Fonzie jumped a shark like a fucking tool.
You don't need the whole fucking biography, Mick.
I knew it.
It was like, you want to ask about like how Cliff went upstairs and never fucking came back down?
Yep, both of you are correct.
Awesome, friends. All right. See, it's not so hard.
Oh.
Don't fucking cry about it. Name both of Doc Brown's dogs. Question two. Name both of Doc Brown's dogs, the 1980s dog and the 1950s dog, in Back to the Future. Mick, you got these? Are you going to
agree? Yeah. It's Einstein and Edison.
Edison.
Nope. Well, what's really funny is that's fucking wrong. You're wrong. It's not Edison.
Oh, what is it then?
It's Copernicus.
Ah, fuck you.
Fucking dumbass. He's like, we come in here and be like, oh, it's Einstein and Edison. I'm right. I'm Mick.
You
want to
get to question three, dickhole?
Wow.
Take it all.
Is that hurting?
Jesus Christ, you're terrible at this.
Does that hurt a little?
I'm going to have to fact check that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do you want to look it up right now?
I'm fucking looking it up.
Do you want to look it up? What are Doc Brown's
dogs?
I mean,
I'm going to have to watch the movies in order to fact check this. So do you have a few hours?
Yeah, fuck, he's right. It is Copernicus.
That's what the internet says, but I want to watch the movies to confirm.
Sounds like bullshit. Maybe because I just watched the movies and that's where I got the question from.
Number three.
Fuck, you're not supposed to come back and yell back. This is my opportunity to yell at you.
Oh,
okay?
Oh, my bad. Oh,
that's
sorry.
How the format of the show works.
Sorry,
we
Dad.
Make fun of you.
Throw a pair and keep yelling, then. Let's do this.
God, what is the call sign of the radio station where Fraser Crane works in the Cheers spinoff Fraser?
It's KCUM. Confident about that one.
KCUM.
WKKPR, which it is not.
It is.
Rance, you want to give the answer to this one?
It is KACL, and I have I have to admit, I have to give Sean a point for that.
No, you can't just give him a point for the wrong answer.
That's horseshit. Okay.
That's dumb, because then everybody's just going to start going, oh, let me give you a funny answer, and the whole show
you
will
know
be
what?
Ruined.
Let me talk about white pee, and then I'll get points.
You know what? Fine. Hey, you know what? I'll accept it. I wanted to give you a point, Sean.
I don't.
I'm happy with it either way. But fuck. You know what? If I don't know the answer, am I supposed to just leave it blank? Like, what the fuck?
You can leave it blank.
That's yeah, fine. Maybe. Who knows?
That's nothing fun about that.
Just move on to number four. Stop it. God, I'm not even looking at it. That's all for Rance. Rance is looking at your answers. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Okay. Number four, Mick.
What is the highly radioactive object at the heart of the melted down Chernobyl reactor, often known for killing those who simply look at it?
Plutonium. Who fucking knows? I don't know.
It's not plutonium.
I know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
What is it, Sean?
What is it, the producer?
It's the elephant's foot.
It is that indeed is. The elephant's foot.
No idea.
It's weird. It looks like an elephant's foot. It's kind of creepy as hell. Look a picture up sometime.
It literally scares the living shit out of me. scares me. I think to myself at night, like I'll be sleeping and I'll wake up and think about the elephant's foot.
All right. I think it's unfair to elephants, to be honest. They didn't do anything.
That's true. That is true. Complete these lyrics by the infamous Snoop Dogg. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on blank.
Gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Okay. Both of you get a point for that. What killed me the most, though, was watching as they both wrote sipping on gin and juice. And then when Bob fucked up reading, I love how Bob doesn't get shit for fucking up the answer, but I do for wanting K-cum to get a point.
I mean, I fixed it. All I did was eliminate the words sipping on, and there's still two words left.
Both of them wrote laid back like 10 seconds after they had initially answered at the same time.
That was what you were asking for was unclear, so also, I was like, I better overcompensate here.
You're right. Same. Because the lyric does stop on the sheet here. That also I do have to say that Rance's answering convention, like the formatting on the sheet, confused me, because how I've been writing everything, the answers are all the next line down and in capitals. And Rance keeps them on the same line with in italics.
Guess I fucked that up. Guess I'm a piece of shit, Rance.
You fucked up the quizmaster's flow.
Oh, God. Guess I'm a piece of shit.
Great job preparing this, you guys.
Thanks.
Hey, kill it. Yeah, you're right. Name three members of the famous disco band, the Bee Gees. That's Mick first.
Of course. It's Bob Bee Gee, Andy Gibb, and Rance Gibb. No brainer.
Okay. All right. Sean, what do you got? What do you got?
I just said Ben Gibbs, and I had no other answers. I figured it was BG.
Bob BG. That's, you know.
Oh, God. The fucking four members at any given time. It was Andy Gibb.
I knew that.
Barry Gibb, Maurice Gibb, Robin Gibb.
I said Andy Gibb and Rance Gibb. That's close.
I'm not giving a third of a point.
You're Rance Denton. No, I'm not. This is Rance Gibb.
No, I'm not giving any points away for that.
Question number seven. This member of the Mortal Kombat 2 development team appeared on screen to shout
"Tofty"
during hard-hitting, well-timed uppercuts. Sean, this would be you.
It was Mick Arcade. No, I had a black answer. Wish. Blank.
Mick, do you know that one?
John Tobias?
Oh, so close. So close. But, you know, at the end of the day, fucking wrong. It was Dan Forden.
Double buzzed us, you fucking cocksuckers.
I couldn't remember. I thought it was Tobias, but because Boone did all the voices, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Last question of round two. Professor Moriarty falls to his death, presumably with Sherlock Holmes, over these treacherous falls in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's story, The Final Problem. Mick, this was you.
The Reichenbach Falls.
Sean, what you got?
I was close. It was Frankfurter Falls.
Very close.
Sean, basically
the right answer.
Beautiful, but the answer is actually Reichenbach Falls. Mick, you are much more of a dork than I realized. I should have known.
Huge.
So at the end of that round, they both scored, without me fucking with anything, they both scored a tie of 3 points each. Okay. So at the end of that, we are now at 8 points to Mick, 6 points to Sean. Sean, you can still come back on this one.
I don't like this margin. I don't like this.
It's all right. Don't worry. When we get to round four, the final round, things get interesting anyway. All right, friends.
Is this when Rance gets to change the points like we were told at the beginning of the game? Or
nope.
Okay. Just clarifying.
Round three, baby. Let's go.
Round three. Okay. I think we can blast through this really quick, my friends. Or maybe not, because you are both a pair of insufferable dorks. But we'll see.
Round three, you unbelievable assholes. Fight!
And the subject for round three is the hideous Star Wars prequels.
Nice.
Let's start with question one. Who were the screenplay writers for episode 2, Attack of the Clones? I will tell you there are two of them. Two screenplay writers for Attack of the Clones. That is probably the most out-of-universe production question we have, except for maybe one other one. If y'all ready? Are we ready to move on?
Are you going to ask us how wide an X-Wing is? Because I don't know.
No.
How many toes does Jar Jar Binks
have? It's probably on my shirt, but I don't know.
Number two. These stupid things are in Jedi blood and offer a bullshit reason for their ability to access a magical superpower, invisible religion energy.
I'm very proud of that question. I wrote that
question
one.
Question two. You don't need to tell everybody.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted him to know.
These stupid things are in Jedi blood and offer a bullshit reason for their ability to access a magic superpower and invisible religion energy. Are our answers in?
There's a lot of opinions in that question.
Yeah. All of them are the right one. Number three, which prequel has the highest gross to date as of the recording of this show? Which episode of the prequels has the highest gross to date as of the recording of this show? Are the answers in?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yep.
All right. Question number four. What color lightsaber does Jedi Master Plo Koon wield?
Look at these guys go. They're nerdism here.
What color lightsaber does Jedi Master Plo Koon wield? Looks like the answers are in. Question number five. This actor's lightsaber was uniquely made to suit his unique proficiency in the fencing arts. For an extra point, name the dual-centric lightsaber form his character employs.
So this is a two-parter, a possible two-parter.
This actor's lightsaber was uniquely made to suit his unique proficiency in the fencing arts. For an extra point, name the dual-centric lightsaber form his character employs.
Wait, you said that. You want the actor or the character?
The actor. Sorry. Yeah. This actor's lightsaber. Because we're talking about his real-life ability. Question number six. Name the actor who plays Jango Fett in the prequel series.
I'm over here dancing, by the way. I'm just chilling.
It's good. Just a vibe.
I'm going to remember this too late.
Who plays Jango Fett in the prequel series?
Same guy who plays all the clones.
D. Bradley Baker.
Same guy who plays Boba Fett in the Book of Boba Fett.
I mean, maybe you should write these things down.
Question number seven. In an interview in 2019, George Lucas stated which prequel character was his favorite. In an interview in 2019, George Lucas stated which character from the prequels is his favorite.
I think we did too much. Thanks, George.
Question number eight. Last question of the round. Obi-Wan Kenobi rides one of these dinosaur-like creatures into battle before his confrontation with General Grievous. Again, last question of the round. Obi-Wan Kenobi rides one of these dinosaur-like creatures into battle before his confrontation with General Grievous. All right, fans, all your answers are in for the Star Wars prequel round. Awesome. All right, friends. Are you ready for the answers? We're going to start with Mick this time. Mick. In the Star Wars prequels, who were the screenplay writers for Episode 2, Attack of the Clones?
I said George Lucas and Amanda Lucas. I don't believe Amanda Lucas is actually credited, but George Lucas specifically asked his children things they'd like to see in the movie, so that's why I said that. So she contributed.
Sean, what about you? What are you thinking?
I definitely included George Lucas, but I had no idea who was the second person, so I just guessed Lawrence Kasdan, which I know is incorrect, but I feel pressured to put something in as an answer.
All right, friends. Yes, you are both wrong there for the second half of the answer. It is George Lucas and Jonathan Hales.
I have no idea who that is.
Nice. Cool.
Number two.
These stupid things are in Jedi blood and offer a bullshit reason for their ability to access a magical superpower, invisible religion energy. Sean, do you want to hit us with this one?
Midichlorians is the correct answer.
Mick, what did you have?
Midichlorians. Anakin has more than anyone because he's space Jesus.
Yes, you were both
I'm
going
to say wrong. It's just a space religion. It's just magic powers, okay? It doesn't have to be quantified by a number or anything
dumb like
that.
That's more than Master Yoda has.
I know.
That is correct, friends. Both of you are correct, even though I hate it. Which prequel has the highest gross to date as of the recording of this show? Mick?
I said The Phantom Menace due to the 3D re-release that they did, but I'm almost positive it's probably Revenge of the Sith. But I said Phantom Menace due to the 3D release.
I originally put in Revenge of the Sith and then frantically deleted it and changed it to The Phantom Menace because it was so highly anticipated in 1999 that I feel like it was the highest gross, and then it kind of fell off from there.
That is it. It is Phantom Menace.
Wow, both of you were burning each other in this
one. It's also the only one that did get the 3D re-release treatment. They didn't do the other two.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
All right, question number four.
What color lightsaber does Jedi Master Plo Koon wield? Sean, this one's you.
I believe it was yellow.
Mick?
It said green, but I was jumping back and forth between green and blue. It is blue.
It's blue, my friend.
God damn it. I was right the first time.
Yep, it's blue. Go look at some production photos, my friend.
It's blue, and it's in Clone Wars.
Look at some production photos, my friend. What a dick thing to say.
Number five, this actor's lightsaber was uniquely made to suit his unique proficiency in the fencing arts. Okay, Mick, do you know who that was?
It said Christopher Lee, but it Okay, it is Christopher Lee.
And Sean?
Same, Christopher Lee.
All right,
do either of you know the lightsaber form that he uses?
I cannot remember. I can't remember any of the form names.
It is Makashi.
Yeah, because they're all like
totally
bullshit.
Makashi.
Yeah. Makashi. Yeah, yeah.
Can't believe I didn't remember that.
Name the actor who plays Jango Fett in the prequel series. Sean, come on, man.
I did remember it at the last second. It's Temuera Morrison.
Mick.
It's Temuera Morrison.
That is correct, friends. Way to go.
It is indeed.
Number seven. An interview in 2019, George Lucas stated that his favorite prequel... In an interview in 2019, George Lucas stated which character from the prequels was his favorite. Mick?
I said Darth Maul because I don't fucking give a shit what George is saying. Now, shut up, George. Go enjoy your $4 billion. But I said Darth Maul.
Sean?
I guessed General Grievous.
He is on record as saying his favorite character is Jar Jar Binks.
Fucking knew it.
You know, I was like, I almost said that just as a fucking throwaway. And
yeah.
Question number eight, last question of the round. Obi-Wan Kenobi rides one of these dinosaur-like creatures into battle before his confrontation with General Grievous. Sean, what do you got for me?
I just know it was a big fucking chameleon thing. I don't know what it's called.
Mick?
Hello there.
Can Rance answer mine? Can he please read my answer?
Yes, let's see. Eat my entire ass, Rance, with ketchup.
I also said a Thigarian slag beast, which is not the right answer.
It's a Viractyl, my friends, a Viractyl. But at the end of that, both of you earned 4 points. So that puts us at 5 + 3 = 8, 12 for Mick and 11 for Sean. And also, I'm a complete bad math dipshit because I would like to clarify that it is not 12 to 11, Mick. It is 12 to 10. 12 being Mick, 10 being producer Sean.
See, I was sitting here thinking like you were able to add points or take points away, but really you just made a mistake like really big fucking idiot.
I would have given you one for K-Com, but I got...
Overruled. You got overruled because that's ridiculous.
So Bob is the boss, and Rance has no balls, is what I'm hearing.
Rance definitely can change stuff, but he's going outside of the rules. You can't give someone a point for a wrong answer.
No, he did give me a point last round and then took it away just now. So I guess he can change the points.
I guess he can. Yeah,
he can change the future. No faith for what we make.
All right, friends, we're going to get ready to go into our final round. Before we go into the round itself, I want to explain the rules for the final round and what the prizes for winning this episode of Quiz Battle Combat. So, my friends, as you know, Quiz Battle Combat is a bracket-style quiz format show. So whichever one of you wins gets to go on in the future and play against someone to lead towards our semifinals and then hopefully our finals. The prize that you will win this week, if you win this episode of Quiz Battle Combat, is you get to pick one of the subject rounds for the next episode, whatever it is. But I will say to you that you have to, in the same time that you are giving your wagers for the final round, you also have to pick what that is. So you have a limited amount of time to choose what that subject will be last time so that we have it on record and it's on this episode of the podcast. So let me explain the final round of the game. Rance, what are our point scores again?
So right now we have producer Sean with 10 points and Mick Arcade with 12 points.
Oh, wow. This is a close game. Friends, so the way this will work, we have three final questions for you. One out of each round that we have done so far today. So there will be a question based off of professional wrestling, a question based off of general trivia, and a question based off of the Star Wars prequels. We are asking you to wager points on each of those questions out of the total number of points that you have. So, Mick, you have 12 points total to wager. Sean, you have 10 points total to wager. You must wager at least 1 point per question, and you may wager up to 5 points per question. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Loud and clear.
Awesome. All right. Now, so, Sean, what that means for you is that at the most, Mick, you have 12 points to work with. Sean, you have 10 points to work with.
Jesus, can we record this part in the future? Because
we will. We will. Look, it's a pilot. Don't be a piece of shit. Fucking hate Cobra. All right, friends. Are you ready for
I'd like to wager 72
round,
points.
You pieces of human fucking garbage. Fight! All right, friends, so we'll give you a little bit of time to go ahead and set your wagers and your possible...
So do we get to know the category, or are we just wagering the points?
The categories are professional wrestling.
The first question is professional wrestling.
Oh, I didn't make that connection.
Yeah. The first question will be professional wrestling. The second question will be general knowledge. And the third will be Star Wars prequel knowledge.
And we're wagering all three questions right now, not one at a time?
Correct.
Yes.
Jesus. That changes everything. Okay.
And don't forget, you also need to pick what your...
If you were to win, what your category
for next episode will be. So, Rance, while our friends are doing this, where can they find everyone here?
Well, you can find Mick Arcade at Mick Arcade on Twitter. He is also a member of the Quarantine Movie Club, QMC, right here with us. And you can also find producer Sean at Chase Holdu on Twitter, and also at DMIW Podcast for the Don't Make It Weird Podcast. Also, DMIWPodcast.com?
DMIWPodcast.com.
Awesome. And you can also find Mick Arcade on Twitch at twitch.tv/MickArcade.
Awesome. All right, friends. Are all your wagers and subjects in? Bring on the question. Awesome. All right, friends. So... we are starting with our first question of the final round. Professional wrestling. Whoever gets this closer will win this question. In 2001, Vince McMahon bought crumbling rival WCW for this price.
So whoever is closer within reason will get the point. Imagine it like the like that thing from Price is Right.
Ooh, all right. So is it closest without going over? Is that what it is?
No, it doesn't have to be without, just closest.
Okay.
In 2001, Vince McMahon bought crumbling rival WCW for this price. All
Our good friend Mick Arcade is writing a book over here.
Literally paragraphs.
I don't have to give the tax information or anything like that. Like, you just have to give a number.
Mick is that guy who has a brain full of this knowledge, and it has to get out. If it doesn't come out, he's gonna pop like a blister.
Mick's gonna be like, actually, in the storyline, Shane McMahon bought WCW, and he was rivals with his father. Yeah, I remember.
He did.
All right, friends, are you ready to move on to question number two?
Yes.
This is general knowledge. This company, in 1979, developed the prototype for what would become the first GUI, Graphic User Interface. Again, in 1979, this company developed the prototype for what would become the first GUI, Graphical User Interface.
I'm digging these beats over here, by the way. I feel like a DJ.
Just let me know when everybody's good to go.
Let's do it.
All right.
Indeed, both answers are in.
And final question of the game. This is a Star Wars prequels question. This Discovery Channel famous robotics engineer was a member of ILM and worked on automating the prequel saga. I'm going to start again.
That's my bad for writing a shit question.
This late Discovery Channel famous robotics engineer was a member of ILM and worked on automating the prequel saga. I can't say it. Prequel saga version of R2-D2.
The prequel saga.
I don't know why my mouth would do
saguas. It's my favorite drink. I love to drink a big can of prequel saga.
Sagwa. I fucking hate you, man.
That's Sagwa.
Love Piku Sagwa.
Oh my gosh. All right, friends. Are your answers in?
They are indeed. Can confirm.
All right. And here we go. Before we get started, I'd like to know, Mick, you can go first. What was the subject that you picked for next episode if you win?
Professional wrestling.
Wow, going back to the well. Going back to the well with pro wrestling.
It's such a large pool to draw questions from, too. So I'm trying to help you out. Because it doesn't have to be WWF or WWE related. You could do Japanese wrestling, Mexican wrestling, Puerto Rico, Germany, whatever.
He's that good. He thinks he's that good at professional wrestling. Okay. All right, good. Sean, what about you, man?
I'm not a dick, so I didn't choose something that only I know about.
Other people know about it.
I'm sorry. Dick Arcade, is that your name? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Love both of you.
100%.
Who won the first round? Just out of curiosity?
Hold on a second. It's my turn to talk.
I'll go fuck myself real quick.
I chose movies because I'm comfortable with that. And it's also something that a number of people would have fun answering questions about, I think. So
cool. It ain't about fun, motherfucker. It's about wins. I want blood on these hands.
Listen, I really don't give a shit. There's nothing on the line for me here. I'm just here to hang out with my friends. You, on the other hand, are like, I need to win or fuck this.
I expect myself to win. Otherwise, I am a failure.
This is exactly the type of environment I was hoping to foster with this show.
Mick's father is going to appear and berate him.
My father's dead. It's fine.
He's just really dead to me.
Yours is actually dead. So.
Oh, got it. Wow. No, so that's just.
I love you so much. And I'm sorry for your trauma.
All right, my friends.
It's all good.
Let's move on to the actual answers. All right, question number nine. Sean, I'll allow you to give your answer first since Mick gave his subject first. Question is professional wrestling, and the question was, whoever gets closer. In 2001, Vince McMahon bought crumbling rival WCW for this price. Sean, what was your answer?
I really had no idea, so I took a stab in the dark at $50 million.
And what was your wager?
1 point.
Okay. Mick, what was your answer?
$3 million, but he didn't buy all the contracts. He bought the name, the tape library, and the majority of the talents, but I believe it was $3
million. What was your wager?
2 points.
The answer was $2.5 million. Jesus. So Mick gets the points on that question.
Sean,
I could have bought that. I feel like I could have bought that.
Chris Jericho literally said, when I saw what he bought it for, I got mad because I could have fucking bought it.
That's
insanity.
That was when we were developing these questions, I was like, that feels like chump change. Now, it was. For a company,
For Ted Turner, it's chump change.
Yeah.
Like,
the reason being, because of the AOL Time Warner merger, they just literally wanted to get rid of it. They didn't give two fucking shits about it. Yeah, they just wanted it gone.
Wow.
Even though it was the highest rated show on their network, they did not give a shit. They wanted to be done with pro wrestling.
So that brings Mick up 2 points to 14, drops Sean down to 9, but there's still room for our friends to come back.
Definitely wrong on the second one here. Definitely.
All right. General knowledge. This one is probably the hardest question of the whole game, I think, honestly. In 1979, this company developed a prototype for what would become the first GUI, graphical user interface. I think Mick starts this one.
Yeah,
Mick, go ahead.
I said Apple, and I wagered 2 points, but I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Sean, what about you?
For 3 points, I answered IBM.
Oh my God. So both of you are so close. The correct answer was Xerox.
Xerox?
Yep. Xerox.
Fucking photocopy company?
Yep. So
are they a thing anymore?
Would you believe that the original graphic user interface was the prototype Alto was developed by Xerox with a 3-button mouse?
That's wild.
And that Apple took a tour and was like of their facility and was like, we're doing that. We're going to do that. Wow. So Mick, that drops you down to 12 points. Producer Sean, I'm sorry to say, drops you to 6 points.
That means I can't win.
Real quick, did you guys know that Steve Jobs died of Ligma?
What's Ligma?
You're not getting
Ligma
us.
Balls.
Oh, Rance.
Are you serious? You fell for that?
You're the worst.
Rance, I'm going to fire you and just hire Mick as the new hate cobra because that was...
Wait, have you never heard that? No.
What are you?
He's literally turning red. He's turning red.
Oh my God, I'm with Rance, that legitimately.
What?
How did you walk right into that?
I don't know. I've never heard it before because
hey, you
want
a Hertz donut?
Oh my God.
What's your favorite CD?
I don't know.
Is it CD's nuts?
If there's one victory that Mick is going to relish today, it's that one.
I'm going to cruise on that for quite some time.
Okay, you fucking babies. Do you want to get to the last question of this game so everybody can go the fuck home? Oh my God. The last subject was the Star Wars prequels. This Discovery Channel famous robotics engineer was a member of ILM and worked on automating the prequel saga version of R2-D2.
Sagwa.
This starts with Sean.
I wagered 3 points, and my answer is Grant Imahara.
Mick?
I wagered 2 points. I'm on cloud nine after getting
rolled. I'm a with the saga of Ragers.
2 points, and I also said Grant Imahara.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
Yes. You are both correct in that regard. R.I.P. Grant. And that leaves us at the conclusion of our game. It leaves us with producer Sean with a very respectable 9 points, who played well, conservatively, but intelligently today, but yet was not able to climb that mountain and overcome the one and only Mick Arcade with 14 points.
Wow, Mick, congratulations. And I just want to say, Sean, thank you for being on the show. You can fuck off, get the hell out of here, go back to your own show because you fucking lost, my friend.
He just took my fucking pin off.
I took the fucking button off because I thought Rance had some pull in this game. Clearly he has none whatsoever.
So he thought it was going to be rigged in his favor is what he's actually saying.
Actually, I was wearing the pin before I knew that Rance had some pull in this game. And then I learned he doesn't. So it's okay.
Can I tell you that he definitely has some pull in this game. He has the pull in this game by writing the questions that make me go,
Sagwa.
Sagwa. So he has the pull of making me sound like a complete asshole the entire time.
Maybe I should just write better questions.
All right, friends. Hey, I want to say thanks. Is there any last thing either of you would like to promote, push, you know, whatever? Sean, I'll start with you.
You can check out Mick Arcade on Twitch at twitch.tv/MickArcade. Subscribe to his channel. Congratulations, Mick. I love you, buddy. Good job.
Thank you, Sean. Love you too, buddy. Mick, how about you?
Make sure you check out all the wonderful work that Sean does on Don't Make It Weird podcast. And he's an amazing human being. He's a wonderful person, and I love him so much. So also, I'm available for any voice acting work that you need done. As always, reach out.
Gotta hustle. Gotta hustle.
All right, friends. Hey, I want to say thanks for joining us here on Quiz Battle Combat. Maybe you can join us again next time when we enter the ring with two new opponents. Mick, we will see you in a couple of weeks in our next round. Sean, we may see you again in the special losers round.
Toilet bowl. Let's go.
All right, friends. I've been Bob.
And I'm Rance.
And this is Quiz Battle Combat. So until next time, stay safe, be kind, and do the work.